So the Holy Gospel today is describing something that happened to the apostles. One night, Peter was with the other disciples in their boat. They were fishermen. The wind was against them, and the waves were beating them. Jesus came to them walking on the sea. When they saw him, they were terrified, thinking he was a ghost. Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "O man of little faith, why did you doubt?" In our gospel story, it is impressive that Peter got out of the boat during a great thunderstorm, and he walked on the waves all the way until he came to Jesus. He had the faith to get out of the boat ignoring the storm and the waves, and to start walking on the waves. He did not start sinking right after exiting the boat. He had enough faith on Christ to be part of the great miracle which was happening then and there. He walked on the waves all the way to Jesus. As soon as he arrived to his destination, the logic started to kick in and he sank. It is amazing what our logic can do to us, God's gift which also identifies us among the whole creation. We are the only creatures on earth with intellect, but our logic can totally destroy us if we do not use it the right way. The prophet Solomon was gifted from God with the gift of wisdom. He was not just a wise man. His wisdom had divine origin. Regardless of all his wisdom, he ended up putting his soul in a great spiritual risk. He got sidetracked from women who were worshiping idols. His wisdom did not leave him for a second, but he started using it for his own wrong purposes. We have two different examples in front of us here. We should look into both if we want to keep aiming undistracted to the kingdom of God and inherit it. Our examples have different reasons of distraction, but they both follow the same avenue and bring the same result. The tempter's avenue is our own intellect, and the result, our distance from God. So the first example, Peter reached Jesus, but his thoughts were redirected from Jesus to the storm. This inner and not physical distance is what made Apostle Peter sink in the waves and nearly lose his life. Exactly what happens when we are in the church or we pray and our mind wanders. This is when we can also start sinking. And how embarrassing is it for a captain to have his boat sunk inside the port? While Peter and Solomon were focused on God, there was nothing that could harm them spiritually. This focus in our lives and in our prayers is called nipsis by the ascetic fathers of our church. It means, among other things, vigilance and rejection of every thought, positive or negative, to purely focus on God and prayer. By keep trying to stay focused on God, it becomes easier and easier to ignore the distractions and refocus whenever needed. We just spend a part of our energy to focus, and God does the rest. What happens then? Our conscience and our inner being gets cleaner and purer. Purity is not only for those who never sinned in their lives. Purity is a gift from God if we follow Him with all our heart and all our mind and all our strength. But let's have a look at it from a human perspective too. We usually imitate the ones we love or spend a lot of time together. This is why certain groups in high schools, university, and in our society have certain look and way of expressing themselves. We become what we love and what we associate with. So in case we love God and associate with Him and His friends, we will end up becoming purer, having more love, more humility, more true understanding of others and the temptations around them, more wisdom to overcome difficulties, more patience in tribulations. All of this by just focusing on God. But if we don't, we will end up in danger like Peter and Solomon. Unless we believe that we are better than the greatest of the apostles, Peter, and the wisest of all the prophets, Solomon. We now need to look into the avenue that the tempter uses to get us to our lowest point. We understand that the way out of this lowest point and the way to become a saint, an apostle, and a prophet is focusing on God. But how and why do we always lose our focus point? How does the tempter trick us? The ancient Greek philosophers used to say, ek tou oran to oran. This means from looking at something, you end up loving it. Looking is just the gate to our inner self. From looking starts the thinking and then the occupation of our intellect with it. Once this happens, this something we looked at gains power over us. This power could be translated to a desire or a fear, could also make us proud or inspire us to strive to get closer to what we saw. This is how Prophet Solomon risked his soul. His eye was captivated by something that was forbidden. Isn't this the case of the original sin? Isn't this why Adam and Eve disobeyed God and were thrown out of paradise? This is the case. From looking, we end up loving and moving with all our strength towards the beloved aim. Regardless if we are aware that we will regret it sooner or later. But is it the same with Apostle Peter's situation? Let us have a closer look. As long as his focus was on Christ, he was walking on the waves, and the storm was not bothering him. How did the tempter trick him? He was tricked by looking at the situation and focusing on the waves and the storm. Looking at the situation or listening to the waves and the storm while keep focusing on Christ would have not resulted in him sinking. It was because of the full attention he gave to the natural phenomena. So all the tempter did was just to present the situation in a very logical and natural way. Then Peter forgot that he was walking on the waves already in a supernatural way. He forgot that Christ was above nature. He was nature's creator. In a way, this logical procedure replaced the love that would have been created from him keeping focused on Christ, as we said before. From looking at something or someone, we end up loving them. The distraction made the love for Christ weaker. The focus level dropped, and with them also the faith and the hope and the love and the apostles sunk. By redirecting our focus from God to the temptations, we give power to them over us, and we make our faith, hope, and love weaker. If we truly want a spiritual life, we need to stay focused on our God and ignore the temptations and the distractions. By ignoring them and by focusing on God, we free ourselves from them and unite our existence with God.